True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And welcome back into Sports Daily, everybody. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fired up and fueled up each and every morning here on KFH. We bring in Jalen Thompson, Kansas City Star, Royals reporter. You can follow him on X at Jalen Thompson. Jalen, one of my favorite terms is it's nut gutting time for the Royals. There's 12 games left. They're 6.5 back. I mean, is it as simple as they got to win like all 12 to have a chance at this thing? They're behind right now three teams essentially for a playoff spot. They've got to make up ground on all of them. It's going to take a miracle.
Yeah, you're going to need a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible come out of nowhere type of savior to get this thing done. They pretty much have to win all 12 games. Everyone has said that in that clubhouse. They know that they can't lose pretty much anymore. You got an outside chance if you did win and go on a super crazy hot winning streak. Remember, they've done this before earlier this season where they went to, I believe, New York and in Detroit. They lost all those games. And in that last game in Detroit, they beat Tarik Skubal. And then they went on a little run when they came back home. I'm not saying that they can do that here with both the Mariners and the Blue Jays, but the Royals always play well when they're at home against those teams that are fighting for something. And if you can get through this stretch and let's say you somehow miraculously take 5 out of 6 and you're sitting at 3 games back with that last week of the season, I mean, that's not impossible, but it's kind of impossible.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen, I think we all knew that, you know, the Royals going to Philly was going to be a really tough task for them, a really tall task, taking on a Philadelphia team that just clinched their division last night. They're a really solid ball club. But really, you know, I think it goes back to them playing in Cleveland and last week and the way that series panned out. You've got a disappointing road trip from start to finish for the Royals. What's the vibe like from what you can tell with this team now coming back home with their final homestand looming?
I think from just being in that clubhouse after Sunday's game, they still have belief that they can make the playoffs. And they should, because until you're mathematically out of it, you should always believe you have a chance to make the playoffs, right? So, but before that game against Philly, it was kind of down. Like you said, the games in Cleveland, you dropped 2 games that you should have won. You should have taken 3 out of 4 in Cleveland, but you didn't. And then in Philly, you had a game or two that you might have could have pulled out if you had enough offense. But that Sunday game, as that offense came together, you see what Salvi did. I'm sure we talked about that later. Jack Caglione, they feel like if they can just come home and have a hot homestand, that they're still in this thing. I don't know if that can be done, but if you go come out and you beat the Seattle Mariners this week, Tuesday, today, starting today, and then you take 2 out of 3 against the Blue Jays, can we say that they still are in it? We don't know. All they can do is control what they can control, which was everyone has been saying, and that's just win their game and let the rest fall where it may.
We have to consider at the moment that Texas and Houston will beat each other.
Yes.
So they will gain ground with wins on one of them and not the other. Obviously, if they beat Seattle, they will be gaining ground on a team that they need to chase. So, yeah, I mean, this is the week where it gets really important. This is the week where they play the really tough games, unfortunately. Something that's interesting about this week and this series against Seattle specifically is we expect it to mean the return of Michael Wacha and Cole Reagans to the rotation, both expected to pitch this week in this series.
Exactly. Yes. Michael Wacha will be pitching today. He's coming back from the concussion injured list. He'll be out there. Cole Reagans is expected to pitch on Wednesday, and Thursday is TBA. So that could either be Seth Lugo, or they could, you know, figure out where they want to go with whichever starter that they will have available. Maybe it's a Noah Cameron, or you know, it just depends on what they want to do, right? But the first 2 days will be Wacha, and it will be Cole Reagans. And like they said, to get their horses back for the final run of the season, they were really excited about having all three of those guys potentially come back during this homestand. That's another thing you have to throw in there. If you're looking at the impossible of the impossible playoff run, you're getting your three starters back. And if they are who they are and you can get some runs together, you might could sneak a nice cut, a winning streak together when you really need the most. Like you said, Jacob, I think this week is the big week because if you can go, like I said, 5 out of 6 this week, and then you sweep the last week against the Angels and the Athletics, now you won 11 out of 12. And does that get you close? Who knows?
I think regardless, Jalen, of whether or not the Royals actually make the playoffs or not, one of the major takeaways from the last couple weeks, and you wrote about this in one of your articles, has been this most recent stint in the majors for Jack Caglione and how patient he's been at the plate. His plate discipline, working counts, not swinging at balls out of the zone. He hit a home run the other night. What do you think? Where do you think his growth is right now? And, you know, I would imagine this is something that the Royals hope can continue into next season and beyond.
Yeah, Tommy, I think you hit it right on the head right there. With Jack Caglione, the most important thing that you've seen out of him is he can take instruction and he'll go and he'll work on it. And they, when he was hurt and he went on his rehab assignment in AAA, they said, we need you to have better pitch selection, better swing selections, you know, work the counts more. And then you'll be able to reap the success because you're allowing the pitcher to pitch into your zone instead of just trying to hit it wherever the pitcher wants it to be thrown, right? So you've seen that really on Sunday against the Philadelphia Phillies where he works the count. He gets into a hitter's position, then he hits a two-run homer. That is what they want to see out of Jack Caglione. They know the power is there. They understand that it's going to come. You can't hold down a guy from hitting 30 home runs over a full season with that kind of power that he has. It's the ability to make the pitcher throw a mistake in his own path of his swing in the zone that he wants it in. And the only way you do that against big league pitchers is you have to work the count and pretty much not hit where they want you to hit. And once you learn that, then you can soar as far as you want to soar. So I think it's really good that Jack Caglione has learned that lesson, and his walks have been up since he's came back. And I spoke with him in the clubhouse, and he was really happy about his walks being up because that's what he wanted to showcase when he came back up here.
Jalen Thompson, Royals beat reporter for the Kansas City Star, joining us. Carlos Estevez did not end up going into the game. They called it back tightness. Everybody's saying it's not a big deal. He's saying it's not a big deal. He could have pitched through it. Any other word there? Is he expected to be fully available and ready as normal here down the home stretch?
He said, you know, it was a precautionary thing why he came out of the game. He didn't want to push it. He understood what's ahead this week. So he knew that he's probably going to need to be pitching in a lot of these games coming up, especially if they're trying to win almost every single one. So he was like, it's better for me to not push it on Sunday and make it worse than what it is and just be ready to go. He said it's very minor. He said he can pitch through it. So I believe he'll be fine.
All right, Jalen. Let's go 12-0. 1977, the last time the Royals went 12 straight.
It's gonna
never
be
better time, right?
Yeah. It's gonna be hard. I know we say that they gotta do X, Y, and Z, and it's possible, but it's gonna be tough. I'm just gonna tell you right now, it's gonna be tough.
Yes, it is.
It'll be hard.
Yes, it is. Seattle tonight at home, 6:40. It's Waka. It's Gilbert. One thing you know about the Mariners is they're always going to throw a good starter at you. We'll see. That offense is going to have to lead the way, Jalen. It's going to take one of those heaters here.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
We're hanging on by a thread. We've tried Tommy's, tried the Jinx. I don't know what else to do.
But this is baseball, right? Anything can happen.
I do contend that if you have a team, as we get to this part of the season, that is playing for something, you've had at least a baseline successful year. They're 500 on September 16th. It's not where we hoped they might be, maybe even thought they might be. It's exactly where Vegas thought they were going to be. But they, you know, chip in a chair with 2 weeks to go. It's pretty hard to beat that, I guess.
Remember when we talked about it, we said, finishing 500 be a success for this team, or would it be a disappointment? That's kind of where we are now. Like
what we're looking at, it's felt like. I think it's felt like a disappointment a little bit.
If I'm being fair
to my own expectations, but if I'm being realistic, it's probably fine if they go 81-81. But you know, fans probably don't agree with that sentiment. They need something more, and 12 wins in a row, they might get something. Jalen, we'll look for your work. The KC Star, we'll follow you on X at Jalen Thompson. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jacob and Tommy. See you guys next week.
There goes Jalen Thompson. I don't know, Tommy. You've had the good fortune of being a Braves fan where they generally always win. I don't know, 500. We're going to have to really reflect on that, I think, after the next 2 weeks on whether or not this has been a successful season.
Yeah. I mean, look, my gut reaction, I don't want to say disappointment because I feel like as long as you've got Bobby Witt Jr. and kind of your core of guys, the window's not closed. It'd be different for me if this was like the last gasp and we knew that they were going to be losing a lot of players and, you know, the core going away and all of that. By and large, we've talked about it before. They're going to return the majority of their team next season. And whether or not that's a good thing, I mean, like, I think we can have that debate.
Well, yeah.
But I think just in as far as like this particular season, I feel like that window is not closed. And so I'm not going to call this season a disappointment, even if they miss the playoffs.
No, look, it's hard. It's hard because they have, even outside of the wins and losses, like they've set themselves up for future success. That's a part of this season too. Right. The early work that they've gotten from Caglione will help him in the future.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Locking up Seth Lugo, the revelation of Noah Cameron. Like there's all kinds of things that will have happened this year that helped them going forward. And I do think, as I want to say, no, I expected them to be better, to be disappointed. I do have to look with this organization. You got
to
look.
Did you expect them to? Did you expect them to be better than last season or better than what they are right now?
I think I had them in the World Series. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because I love their starting pitching.
Those are two different things, like better than last season or better than what they are right now.
I expected them to be better than last season.
Okay.
100%. Yes. Things have happened over the course of this season that derailed that. Cole Reagans hadn't pitched in it forever. So like I think we have to readjust that, but that we'll dig deep into that. But let's see if they can win 12 in a row first, and maybe we won't have to. We'll come back. We got another hour of Sports Daily. Don't go away.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.